And I named about three of y'all, and he said, that's three of the ones that were doing it. Owen, he said, you can carry on a pretty good conversation. But no, he loved it. He loved it here. I talked to him on the way over here. He could not tell me exactly where he stopped. I think he stopped at 16. Is that where he stopped? Because he said the conversation was so deep, he only got into three or four verses. But
seven.
What now?
7:16.
Seven. That's what I thought. Do not pray for this people, nor offer any plea or petition for them, and do not plead with me, for I will not listen to you. Now, God is pretty much saying, I've had my hands full. I'm washing my hands because of this. I'm at Jeremiah. I'm not the one who took 4 month vacation. Don't play catch up on me, Linda. You were missed though. Jeremiah 7:16. So God is, I've had enough. And I, you know, sometimes you have to walk away. And I guess God is just walking away because if you can only help somebody so many times before they say, why waste your time? And I think it's where God is right here. Don't ask me to pray for these people. Don't you pray for them. Don't beg. Don't even beg or plead, for I'm not going to listen to you. Talk to the hand because the ears aren't hearing. You ever see anybody do that to you? Well, I think that's what happened right here. Now, we got to know, in the long run, God will give these people a chance to come back. I mean, that is a known fact. But whether they want to do it or not, we don't know. Do you not see what they're doing in the towns of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem? We've already talked about it. They're worshiping false gods. And we know, what is that line? Thou shalt have no other false gods, no other gods before me. I mean, that's... You can't go above God's head because there is nothing above God's head. And when you try to, you've really caused yourself a harm. So, he says, do you not see what they're doing in the towns of Judah? The children gather wood. The fathers light the fire. The women need the dough and bake cakes of bread for the Queen of Heaven. Would somebody tell me who the Queen of Heaven is? Huh? Ishtar. And that's a goddess, but it's not Hebrew, and it's not of God. It's a man-made God. So what they are doing is going out and creating their own gods and worshiping their own gods. That's a competition that Jehovah is not going to put up with. They cut the wood, they burn the fires, they give the sacrifices, but they're doing it to the wrong god or their goddess. So we go on. They pour out drink offerings to other gods to provoke me to anger. But I am the one who they are provoking, declares the Lord. Are they not rather harming themselves to their own shame? I got an invitation one day this past week to join a group of, I don't know if I'm going to get the right word, interdenominational. They had about four different words they used. And I said, why would I join something and give my time and allegiance to a group of people who don't believe things that I believe? It's the do what you want to do group. It doesn't matter what you believe in as long as you believe in them. The feel good group. I said, no, not going to. Because that's what these people are doing. They wanted to worship the Queen of Heaven. Well, there ain't no Queen of Heaven. It's God, your Father. You make up queens. You can make up all kind of people to worship. Don't do it. We have false idols here in this country today. All the times. Sometimes it could be money, education, fame. I could name you about 10 other things if you wish. We've got to stay away from that. Jehovah's telling them, therefore, this is what my sovereign Lord says, Jeremiah says, my anger and my wrath will be poured out on this place, on man and beast. Now he's talking about Judah. He's talking about Jerusalem. He's talking about the center of the religion now. This is what's left after the 10 tribes were disappeared. It's the home place of David and all. I'll pour my wrath out on man, on beast, on the trees of the field, on the fruit of the ground, and they will burn and not be quenched. Let me name about three things for you. You ever heard of Mount Vesuvius? That great volcano? Is it southwestern Italy where it was? Mount Vesuvius. And they have gone back and found where the lava came in and people just died as they were. There's one picture of a kid in a bed. I think a dog or some kind of animal with him. I mean, he's just immediately gone. Let me bring you back a little bit closer one. Anybody remember Mount St. Helens? And what that, when that side of that mountain blew off, what it did, it burnt the trees. It was just like a blast furnace. Just a nuclear bomb, I guess would be a better word, maybe. Just burnt trees as it went. I picture something like that. What did he say? There's going to be wrath on the trees, the fruit of the ground. They're going to burn and not be quenched. Has anybody been listening to news about a place called Australia? Have you seen what's going on there? Like, what is it, like 30 to 50% of the country has now been burnt. Well, now, that means the trees aren't going to bear fruit. There's no plants that are going to grow right now. Now, it will all come back. But and we got to feel sorry for the little quali bears.
Oh, yes.
Because they eat so much eucalyptus, and I guess you can only get so much eucalyptus somewhere or another. And that's all burnt down. So it's a mess. Chuck. Say it louder. I'm not hearing the first word.
Australia.
Okay. See, I couldn't tell what you're saying. There or the whole ecosystem. Yeah. It is out of balance. Because we were in Kentucky when St. Helens hit. But I can remember the clouds and the darkness and the smut. No, that's not the word, is it? Soot. Thank you. Coming all over our area. You in Indiana then or Kentucky? Did y'all get that? Well, you in Chicago, you wouldn't know the difference.
I wasn't in Chicago, but yeah, we do.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff, they the one of the things they talk about the nuclear bomb is called nuclear winter. But they say you can get about as much from a couple, three, four volcanoes erupting. And they say that they're expecting that clouds from the smoke and all coming maybe as far as our hemisphere from what's going on there. Do you all play golf or is it tennis? What is the Australian Open? Tennis or golf? Huh? Is it golf? Whatever sport it is, a lot of them can't play and they're making fun of them. They can't play because they can't breathe. Well, that's a good reason. You can't breathe, it's hard to play. Probably, especially in tennis, would be bad too. Well, you wait long enough, the other guy forfeit first. How can you forfeit a game if you can't breathe? Put an oxygen mask on or something. I don't know. But the prediction of what God plans on doing seems to me has been realized more than once in, not in our lifetime, well, part of our lifetime, but in the history of the world. And you just can't fight. That one. This is what the Lord Almighty of Israel says. Go ahead, add your burnt offerings to the other sacrifices, and eat the meat yourselves. For when I brought your forefathers out of Egypt and spoke to them, I did not just give them commands about burnt offerings and sacrifices, but I gave them this command. Okay? Let's have a sit up. Guys, you ever want to hear a told you so? This is a biblical told you so right here. Quote. Okay, you ready for this? I found where my finger was. Obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in all the ways I command you, that it may go well with you. But they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed stubborn inclinations of their evil hearts. They went backwards, not forwards. From the time of your forefathers led to Egypt until now, day after day, again and again, I sent you my servants and prophets, and they did not listen to me or pay attention. Did you ever try to teach somebody something and they just either one can't or two won't listen? And you say, I throw up my hands. Your mother, I'm not picking on you, Becky's mother too, has been talking a lot about the last days.
Yeah, for
quite a while. Especially since she's in the nursing home and had two surgeries. The last days, she's kind of looking forward to it. Well, actually, as a Christian, we should all be looking forward to it. You're not going to get out of this world alive unless Christ comes back and takes us up anyway.
We're living like in the last days since Christ has been
gone, really. We're one day farther away from him than we were yesterday. It is. And there's a lot of signs. I mean, who's having earthquakes right now? Somebody's having earthquakes right now? Where? Philippines and Puerto Rico too. So in the water, and then you've got all these fires going on. That I believe you go into Revelation, you find something about the earthquake and shaking, the fires. A lot of that there. Now I'm not saying it's going to happen today or tomorrow, but I'm saying it's going to happen. Why not be ready? I mean, does anybody have a fire extinguisher in your house? Do you ever have to use it?
No.
That's good. If you need to, would you remember where it is? In the closet, you know, underneath the Christmas tree or something like that. That may not be a good place to put it. You're going to get it out at your grandparents' birthday cake or something. That's the only time you get it. Therefore, say to them, this nation has not obeyed the Lord its God or responded to correction. Truth has perished. It has vanished from their lips. Can you not see the news on the television any given day about how the world is walking in the wrong direction? I love leap years. You know why I love leap years? Because it means you're going to have a presidential election. And there's so much entertainment on TV. You don't need HBO. You know, it's hilarious. I said this and you said that and both of us promised stuff and knows what's going to happen. It's just great. It's just, the guy that wrote Star Wars could not have imagined what goes on in political elections. What's his name? George Lucas. Well, God says, I told you what to do, but you won't get corrected. Cut off your hair. Now, how about this one? Cut off your hair, throw it away. Take up a lament, a sad cry. Take up a lament on the barren heights, for the Lord has rejected and abandoned this generation that is under his wrath. The Jews were very, very observant about their hair. You remember when a group of David's men went to try to make peace, and they captured them, and they cut off half their beard and shaved half their head. And David simply said, go back where you can't be seen and hide until it grows back out. Because they were embarrassed. And it is quite frequently in the Old Testament about the women were not to cut their hair. Because those who did were in that looking like the worshipers of the false gods. I can remember about my grandmother talking about, quote, are you ready for this, sir? None of you have ever heard this term, I don't think. Painted women. Y'all ever heard the word painted women? The rouge and the bright red lipstick, you know, and the fingernails and all that stuff. I said, don't be around them painted women. They'll lead you a path you do not want to take. Your mother said the same thing? Your grandmother.
She said, don't you mention that harlot's name in.
Well, there you go, you know, the fruit. So he's saying, go be like they are. Look like them people. Imitate them people. Have you ever noticed? And ladies, it's pretty bad with your all's department too. How they find some superstar little chickie-poo and she'll want to say her lipstick or her clothes fashion, or that kind of stuff. Then they make fun of people who are, you know, wearing the sackcloth dresses or the Quaker out. Remember the Quaker outfits that were popular about 20 years ago? Or that was Quaker. Yeah. And the common just, that's just a homespun person, poor thing, that kind of stuff. You're laughing because you know it's true. You've heard people say that, haven't you? Poor, got a sweet personality, but she's just a pitiful looker. Go up on a mountain, the barren heights where nothing's growing. Go up there. Why? To repent. To lament. Talk about how sad you are. He still gave them a chance. For the Lord has abandoned this generation under his wrath. Have you ever felt like God was against us? 911. Did you ever think God was against our country when that happened? December the 7th, 1941. Do you ever think God wasn't protecting us anymore? We heard about Dachau and Auschwitz and all the Nazi internment camps. Well, death camps, really, is more than internment camps. Do you ever think where was God at the time? We could talk about the Stalags and all the prisons that the Russians had, or the killing fields of Cambodia, or all the things that Pol Pot did. I mean, we could see in times that it didn't seem like God was really protecting people. Why would he allow that to happen? You're blaming people for what happened, Owen? Well, but God's a loving God. Let me tell you a sentence that I hated to hear, because I knew what was going to happen as soon as I heard that sentence. This is going to hurt you more than it hurts me. I'm not the only one in here who's ever heard that. Well, as a child, I totally disagreed. I offered once to trade places, but that didn't go very well either. But as a parent, I can understand that. While we do not wish to, way back on the back row, young lady with the camera, have you ever corrected your granddaughters? I'm surprised. You ever spanked them? Stops there, huh? So you say, don't do that, and she starts crying, and you give in. Hard-hearted woman. Yeah, God's saying, this is going to hurt me, but my wrath is there. Why do we have corporal punishment? All right, has anybody here ever been to a school that did not have corporal punishment? The paddling machine and all that kind of stuff. So we all have known of people who, the principal elementary school particularly, got paddled, or even high school. Yeah, Board of Education with holes in it, yeah. Looked like Swiss cheese. And you did too when it was over. For what reason? You never got spanked. Well, why did they do that? Just because the teacher didn't like you? Well, that may have happened in some cases, but not at all. What is the purpose of corporal punishment? That's one, but that ain't all of them. Intimidation? What would make it intimidation? Yeah, but what would they do? All right, you it's a put down there, okay? What else? There's another one. What else? A consequence for your actions. Jeff's never heard her say that before. Huh? He gets delivered. What else? Let me throw Chuck. Oh, now Chuck. The teacher hates me and they're going to take it out of me instead of beating her dog when she gets home. That's not fair. Maybe true, but it's not fair. Any more? Let me throw one at you. None of you ever mentioned it's a deterrent. It's a deterrent. You cross the teacher, you lie, you hurt somebody, you fight, you're going to get whooped on. It's a deterrent. If I do this, she's going to get that paddle out. They're going to send me to the principal, whatever it is. Sometimes God has done that. I will punish these people and hope you over there will learn from that so you don't do it again. Nobody in here has ever been driving down the interstate, Joe, going lickety-splickety, and they see the blue lights in front of them, and they slow down real quick because they don't want to be the next one pulled over. I know it's never happened to any of you all. Or anybody else in here. The people of Judah have done evil. Have you seen that new TV show? I have not seen it. Don't intend to. The show is called Evil. That's what it's called. Evil. You might as well go get a Ouija board and bring it to your house. Since you're going to invite the devil in anyway. Evil. Judah's done evil in my eyes, declares the Lord. They have set up their detestable idols. He's a little bit put out about the idols, isn't he? in the house that bears my name. Can you imagine going to the temple that we talked about on on Sunday mornings, on Sunday school class, where he built the temple, Solomon built the temple, and in that, they made it into just a place where they worshiped the false gods. What an insult that would be. I'm debating on telling you a joke. I've decided not to. They have set up their detestable idols in the house that bears my name and have defiled it. They have built in the high places of Tophil in the Valley of Hinnom. All right, Valley of Hinnom. We've talked about that before. That is the, you ever hear the word Sheol or hell? It's the valley right outside of Jerusalem, up on the mountain. There's a valley. You got a mountain, you got a valley. And there, and that's where they threw all the refuge. That's where they threw the dead animals. Their, when they cleaned out their latrines, is that a fair word? That's a nice word. That's the city dump. Fires burn there all the time. What do you call that? Internal combustion. No. Spontaneous combustion. The fires would just burn there all the time. We had a city dump in Lexington, Old Frankfort Pike, before your time. And it just burnt all the time. We lived about 2 miles there. When the wind was wrong, it was wrong. Or it was right, too. It had so much that they covered over. They put in 4-inch pipes. They can burn gas. I get Jeff methane. They actually would have methane flames from it. Woo. Well, the Hinnom, to burn their sons and daughters in fire. They were sacrificing their own children to these false gods. Moloch is one of them that they would call it. I could see a little bit why God would be upset, or a whole lot maybe why God would be upset. Oh, and I'm going to ask you a question. And I know nothing about any of you all enough to know what this question is, but I'm going to ask you a question. In my own mind, I compare this to abortion, killing your own children. In my own mind, I've settled on that. And that's why you all will hear me preach against abortion. In my own mind. Now, is that an unforgivable sin? No, it's not. But that's why we support the center up here, pregnancy center up here in Port Charlotte, is to help prevent that. That's why we collected all those monies in the baby bottles. Charles? I knew you when you were created in the womb. Yes, he does.
And then he asked, what would be destroyed?
Yeah.
I
don't think so. In some cases, and again, listen to the politics now that's going on. In some cases, and ladies, I do not mean to offend you, but I'm going to say what woman's right to choose is the most important thing going on in this world. Well, half them babies are women or more. I'm sermons come on Sunday. I did not command, nor did it enter my mind, so beware these days are coming, declares the Lord, when the people will no longer call it Trophet, the Valley of Ben-Hinnom, or the Valley of Slaughter, but the Valley of Slaughter. And they will bury the dead in the Trophet until there is no more room. Then the carcasses of the people will become food for the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth. There will be no more to frighten them away. I will bring an end to the sounds of joy and gladness and the voices of pride of the bride and the groom in the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, for the land will become desolate. Have you got the message yet? There are certain things he doesn't like. And because of that, those who continue to participate in it and ignore his will be punished. We've got to be careful. He is a loving God, but he wants his children to be obedient children. And there's the answer right there when it doesn't happen. Is the world going to be punished for what it's doing even today and the things we are doing today? To a lot of people, and I say this somewhat in judgment, to a lot of people, the church has become irrelevant. Look at all the attacks that are going on. It used to be respectable at churches. I mean, even if you didn't agree with them, you used to be respectable about it. Not anymore. Now, there have been some charlatan preachers that have brought that on themselves. I don't disagree with that. And there have been some congregations like that, is it Westboro that goes and protest? In Westboro, isn't it? Yeah. Is that close to where you all live, Larry?
Yeah, about an hour away.
So it's not far enough, is it? Yeah. So there's a lot of churches that have brought that on themselves, too. Because they speak as they represent God, but they didn't seem much godly about anything they say. And that will be held accountable as well. Westboro Baptist Church, that's what it's called. Well, the streets in Jerusalem did become desolate, and it has happened more than once. It happened in 70 AD when Tiberius came in and ramsacked the temple, tore it down, David's castle, tore it all down, just tore everything apart. It happened later on when the Muslims came in and drove all the Jews out that they could. It happened during a couple of the Crusades when they came in. I'm not trying to think it was King James. One of the leaders came in with the distinct purpose of freeing Jerusalem from the Muslims. Another one came in to punish the Jews for killing Jesus. They said blood was running in the street just like it was when they killed the babies after Christ was born in Bethlehem. So it has been many times very desolate. Most of us were in either elementary or high school back in the 68 war when the Palestinians with the Egyptians tried to attack and destroy Jerusalem, and it didn't happen. But that city was in pretty bad shape when that war took place. I mean, they had divided Jerusalem so much that there were barbed wires running through the streets. And there was the Muslim side, the Christian side, and the Jewish side. Not very healthy for the people or the children. So that, those things that was predicted back in the time of Jeremiah have come true. And, okay, remember, you know the name Ahmadinejad? What's his name? Who's the other one I want to talk about? Not Khomeini, but Kahani, the president now of Iran. You know, Iran was a lovely place at one time. It was called Persia. And we had a good relationship with them for a long, long period of time. Until Jimmy Carter kicked out the Shah and allowed the Ayatollah Khomeini to come in. Their goal is to bomb Jerusalem with atomic bombs. That's their state. Y'all ever heard that before? That's their stated goal. And there's Jerusalem, Israel, pop me up with modern-day Israel, if you would. Modern-day Eastern. What's that word? Just to put a map up there. Doesn't matter what kind, just put it up. When you get good and ready, when we get them ready to talk. But their goal is to destroy Jerusalem, to destroy Israel. Well, if God said he's going to protect his people, and the Jews call their rocket system, their weapon system, the Iron Dome, I'm not sure that God won't put a better dome up there to protect them. But that's what they want to do. They want to make it totally desolate. But God's going to protect. At that time, declares the Lord, verse 1, chapter 8, the bones of the kings. Oh, back up just a minute. Go to verse 33 for a second. Then the carcasses of the people will become food for the birds in the air. There's a movie out right now that I would like to see. We'll probably wait and buy it so we can watch it multiple times. Called 1917. Have y'all been here about 1917? Has anybody seen it? They say it's as strong and poignant and powerful as Saving Private Ryan, thank you. And the other one that I thought was quite powerful was the Wind Talkers, the Navajo Code Talkers. Have y'all seen that with Tom Hanks? That some of these wars that they've described in the past, there was so much death and carnage that they couldn't get all the dead off the fields, that the birds did come in, the animals, the hyenas, and the wild dogs would come in and actually eat the bodies. So that's happened before. I mean, it's happened since then and before now. So these kind of, the bones laying in the field. At that time, declares the Lord, the bones of the kings and the officials of Judah, the bones of the priests and the prophets, the bones of the people of Jerusalem will be removed from their graves. One of the graves sites in Israel are very sacred. Very sacred, even to today. Remember the end of Schindler's List when they put the stones on top of the marker? For Schindler, they respect the graves more than we do, even our cemeteries. Well, it goes on. They will be exposed to the sun and the moon and all the stars of heavens, which they have loved and served, which they have followed and consulted and worshipped. They will not be gathered up for burial, but will be like refuse lying on the ground. Stop right there. It sounded like a good thing. I mean, the sun and the moon, and they've loved and served. They weren't worshiping God. They were worshiping the universe. He says, I can't handle that. I'm not going to take it. And anything... Can't do that. That's getting personal. Can't do that one either. I will buy that, Joe. That gets me out of the mess I was going to get into. You know, they say it would be better if all humanity would die. That way the animals and nature would take care of itself. We're just in the way. Well, I kind of remember, if I'm not mistaken, if you believe the Bible and you really like the book of Genesis, that God created man to be here and subdue the earth and be in charge. Now, does that mean I want to think we should all go out and kill a koala bear and stuff it for a pet? No. That would be rough because they got big teeth. But he says they're worshiping. So they're going to be scattered, and nobody's going to pick up the bones. They're going to lay there. That's another. Do you remember? Yes, you do, I'm sure. Do you remember when Saul and Jonathan were killed? Actually, they fell on their own swords, really. That's really the truth. And the kings of the Palestinian Philistines, I interchanged Palestinians and Philistines intentionally, the Philistines hung their bodies up on a wall to embarrass them, to degrade them, to make fun of them. And David's, I think they were called the Mighty Men. I think that was the group that did it. A group, Valor still bothers me. A group of them got out and got the bones and took Saul and Jonathan's bones and took them out into the field and burned them, burned ashes and buried them so they couldn't insult the body any longer. See, that was a big deal there. The dead are to be respected. I have heard, I have not been there, I have not seen it, but I have heard, and I hope I'm wrong, but I have heard that Michael Jackson actually bought the mummified body of the Elephant Man and kept it in his house. Anybody ever heard that? Well, we're not debating whether he was weird or not. I'm sure it was on the public. Dick, you got to look it up. The body of... Did Michael Jackson have the body of the Elephant Man? That will not be the strangest question they've ever been asked. But what I'm going to say is that the bones and the body were supposed to be holy. They had the funerals and all this kind of stuff. It was important to them. God's going to say, hey, there you go. All you priests and all you all that were supposed to be doing the right thing weren't doing the right thing. I'm not going to take it. Miss Terry in the back row. I did not hear the last thing. Say it again. Remind you of what?
Where some of Saul's relatives
Saul.
Punished and the one lady went and watched over their
bodies. Well, that's true. Because she respected what God respected was the human body. And she did not let the animals come and gnaw on them. And that's, was well, it got to David. And he did not kill her for doing that either.
The Elephant Man's final resting place is in unmarked grave in the City of London Cemetery.
How about the other Elephant Man that Michael Jackson is? So that's just a story. Did you write in, does Michael Jackson have the ever have the...
I don't want that on my computer.
You'll be getting all kind of email now. Oh, look, y'all thought I made that up. Looky here. The London Hospital says it will not sell the skeleton to Michael Jackson, no matter what he wants. Okay, I had part of the story right. Becky would sell me for $500,000. And $1 million she'd bring me there. Whether I was dead or not. Thank you. I feel so much better now. Yeah, but it's on your computer. It's not on mine. What's this First Christian Church is looking up dead bodies? You know, really? Here we go.
It's gotta be real.
I will banish all the survivors of this evil nation, but they will prefer death to life, declares the Lord. Do you ever get so sick you said, I'd have to get well to die? No, I'm serious. You just, huh? Too sick to go to the doctor? Yeah. You try to find whoever gave you that virus, you want to get hold of them and cough in their face next. He says these people will suffer so much that they'll prefer to die. But God's going to let them suffer some more. Verse 4. Say to them, this is what the Lord says, when the men fall down, do they not get up? When a man turns away, does he not return? Why then have these people turned away? Why does Jerusalem always turn away? Always means more than once, doesn't it? How many chances do you get? Well, Jesus said 70 times 7, so he was giving people more chances than that. But these people did not, the problem is they would not want to come back. They wouldn't learn their lesson. I mean, did you ever eat something? Now, I'm not talking about opening up the refrigerator, and you know, women never do this, but guys, you grab hold of, back when we had, remember, paper milk cartons, and you'd open the little flap and chug it, and it's all, you know, it's become the worst thing in the world, maybe chocolate, milk, cottage cheese. You know? That's 15 minutes of lunchtime, we can talk about it. And you say, here, try this, see if there's something wrong with it. You know, you pass it on to somebody else. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was bad. I just want to make sure. Those types of, well, he says, why do you keep doing it over and over and over? Why didn't you learn? I learned one thing one time, come back from a ball game. If it says black ice ahead, don't hit your brakes to see if it's black ice ahead. Slow down easy. Why are these people turned away? Why does Jerusalem always turn away? They cling to deceit. I'm about ready to give up my cell phone or give me an unlisted number, but I don't think it would work. I must get 3 to 5. You got them too? Phone calls a day. And it always says somebody else besides who it really is calling me. And if the first thing you hear is, don't hang up, this is an important message. Those people are cheating people. We know some people that's been cheated by them. It happened to me again. You were gone. You'd see your mother about 2 weeks ago on a Saturday. Mr. Edom, this is, and it actually says on my line, it says FPL. This is FPL, and you're grossly overdue, and if we don't get a payment from you in the next, I think it was 4 hours, no, it was 1 hour, then we're going to turn your power off. We're going to send somebody else to turn your power off. All right, item number one, being an electrician, I know, they don't send somebody out. They push a button in a computer, and it shuts your power off. Number two, they don't give you, they can't just do it overnight. One hour doesn't do it. So I called. I apologize to my wife, but I did. I called and said, I just got a phone call from you all. She said, oh, they're doing it again, aren't they? Yeah. You have a positive balance. You don't owe us anything. Well, my wife said she paid the bill, but I wanted to make sure. Because I didn't want her to come. If she came home and the internet was off because we didn't have any power, I'd be in trouble. It happened another time when I was in California last summer. Same thing.
I get the good ones. I won $5 million last year.
I'm expecting the tithe on Sunday. So, deceit is nothing new, is it? But how many people fall for it? And you really know it's bad when there's a whole lot of people in the background talking in another language. They refuse to return. I've listened attentively, but they do not say what is right. What now? Did I skip it? I lost my mic. Hello? There? Testing. It's working. What was he saying? I have listened intently, but they not say what's right. God's waiting for them to respond. Why else would he listen to them intently if he wasn't ready for them to respond? Back in the old days, before we had cell phones, way long time ago, and before we had push-button phones. We have, remember those things? Dial a phone? Try to find one now. My grandparents would snowboard in Lake Placid, and about once every month, they'd call us. Hello, hello, Mama, are you there? Hello? You'd listen for every little word, because it was coming 1,000 miles through wire, you know, that kind of stuff. You try to pick it up. from their sin. No one repents of this, his wickedness. Saying, what have I done? Each one, oh my gosh, each one pursues his own course, like a horse charging into battle. People do what they want to do. Even if they know it's going to hurt them. My roommate in college, who was a preacher's son, I thought, well, this is good. I'm with a preacher's son. Learned about alcohol while he was in college. They did something called shot poker. I'm not sure what that is. But I know when he came back on Friday nights, after being shot poker, he looked like he'd been shot. He grabbed all that trash can, he prayed for an hour. Lord, I'll never touch another drop of alcohol the rest of my life. If I lost the battery, it's green. Maybe it's Chuck's fault. Hello. I'll talk like this the rest of the show. And he swear to God, I'll never touch again until next Friday night. Never would learn his lesson. I don't know. Aren't we often that way ourselves? Well, the last time I ate this with butter and mashed potatoes and this, that, and other stuff on top of it, it was, made me sick, but I'm going to try just, I'll give it another chance. Maybe I feel bad that day anyway. Those type of things. We do that. Even the stork in the sky knows her appointed seasons. Maybe that's when we got the idea that stork brings plastic pickles. The dove, the swift, and the rush observe the time of their migration. San Juan Capistrano. What is a swallow? Like a barn swallow? The swallows come back on a certain day to San Juan Capistrano. Do they know? The eagles come back. Have anybody seen the babies? Becky thinks she has. Who was with me today? You were, Larry. Saw the male and the female both out fluttering around. Then one of them came back and you could hear chirping, so we assume the eaglets are up there. Jeff, have you killed that horned owl yet? Did you make an appointment to do that? No, I'm going to do that in public. Huh? You afraid of the horned owl? So is the eagle, evidently. There have been a couple of eagle nests over Fort Myers were destroyed by the great horned owl. They're pretty. How can we say we are wise? For we have the law of the Lord. When actually the lying pen of the scribes has handled it falsely, they were getting some bad information. Nobody would write a book and put lies in it, would they? That wouldn't be right, would it? Well, of course it is. That happens all the time. And they're trying to give you their idea. The wise will be put to shame. They will just be dismayed and trapped since they rejected the word of God. What kind of wisdom do they have? Did you ever meet somebody who thought just everything they said was such a good thing? You wanted to tap onto it? You just couldn't. I got to write that down. Got to make that quote. And come find out it didn't always play true. Ask the people in Jonestown. Ask the people at the Hellbot Comet. Ask the Ruby Ridge. What about Waco? Remember Waco? There's a lot of people who fell for lies, and it cost them their life. And God said it'll cost their salvation as well. From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike, they all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, but there is no peace. They're ashamed of their loathsome conduct. Excuse me. Are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? No. They have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. You ever meet somebody like that? Would you say something, even knowing it might hurt you or hurt somebody or be wrong or be a lie or be ridiculous or be vulgar? Yes, they say it anyway. I have freedom of speech. I can say what I want to say. Did you know? I'm going to read one more sentence. I'm going to say this last thing. So they will fall among the fallen, and they will be brought down when they are punished, says the Lord. Did you know that the Congress made a law that anything a congressman says, even if it's an out-and-out lie, even if it's fraud, they cannot be punished? Did you know that?
It has to be within
their chamber. So it can't even be out in public. It has to be. What about on the newspaper or on the TV or something?
They
retract it on Facebook. Wouldn't it be something we could make a rule that whatever we said could be held against us? Thank you, Jeff, for that. I knew there was a lot of reason. But can they can stand up in the middle of Congress and say anything they want to say. I'm missing something. We will pick up next week with verse 14. Thank you. Huh?